Good morning, Coasties. This is the least worst bits of Paddy and Rob Palmer. I'm the boss, Speedy, and what a massive week it's been. The boys were talking about Disneyland, of all places, and apparently managers there are telling people they can't have mustaches, piercings, anything like that if they're a staff member. But what about Chopper if he worked there?
Would you want Chopper selling fairy floss, say hypothetically? Probably not.
Depends if he had a gun on.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, that would be a bit scary.
I don't know.
But does that...
Is it okay for a business to...
implement all these rules and restrictions of the way you look?
Then Gary called up with a very good point about Chopper if he worked at Disneyland.
He's not going to wear sunglasses to work, is he?
No, I was just saying if he worked at Disneyland, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah, but he's got no friggin' ears.
A premier announced this week some discounts on green slips, but per week it actually doesn't save you that much.
You are going to save
15?
No higher.
$19.
On the CTP, you're going to save yourself $19 per year. Now...
it's still a saving.
That equates to 37 cents per week. And you put out a press release saving 37 cents per week. You guys are joking.
Ben from Blue Haven has two cars, which means even more savings. How good?
I've got two cars, so that equates to...
$38 a year.
Yeah.
So 74 cents a week.
We're off on a little family holiday up
there,
like Quarry or something.
Providing you walk.
Hey, let's stop this for a second for some trivia. Hey, Paddy, how did Elon Musk become famous?
Because he invented the Musk stick.
No.
He didn't.
No, he's too young to have done that. Musk sticks have been around since forever. I remember Musk sticks when I was a little kid.
I love Musk sticks. Do they still have Musk sticks? Give us a call on the Musk
Tough
hotline.
To say.
Do they still have them?
Yeah, they've still got them.
Individually?
No, you buy them in a pack.
Oh, yeah, I see those ones.
They've got nothing to do with Elon Musk.
In Musk.
Oh, Paddy. Rob Palmer's dad had his 70th birthday over the weekend and pulled out a 40-year-old bottle of scotch. Yes, please.
Expensive bloody drop.
What did he buy it for?
Well, he said, stuff it. What's the point in holding
it?
I bought it.
Exactly.
I bought it for off-the-shelf prices.
Yeah.
And now that I've waited this long, I want to celebrate my 75th birthday with my sons and my son-in-law when the four of us sat down and had a nip.
And you know what I'd do?
This scotch.
I'd fill it with cold tea and sell it on eBay.
You would.
And then the guys got talking about waterbeds and the irresistible feeling of having to jump on them all the time.
When we go around to visit, we always run into their room and jump on it.
You know what? When anyone had a waterbed, my sister had one, the first thing you do is go around.
Jump on the waterbed.
And lie down
on
it.
Awesome.
Oh, weren't they noisy?
Yeah. I don't know how they slept.
I don't know how they did anything on the waterbed.
But the best highlight of the week by far is the budgie story.
If anyone could relate to animals attacking, it'd be John Gadd of Canine Services, Central Coast.
I went for an independent dangerous dog assessment with David at a client. Anyway, as I walked into the house, I hear this flapping coming on. There's a bloody budgie landed on my shoulder. So I've turned around to give it a kiss. The bloody thing latched onto my lips. Here I am running around screaming like a pork chop, tripping over furniture. Wouldn't it go? And the lady's sitting behind me. Mate, forget the Doberman assessment, dangerous dog assessment. Let's look at this budgie. I'm not kidding. It ripped my lip in half.
That's it from me. Anything you've missed, jump on Listener right now. Search for Paddy and Rob Palmer. And have a wonderful weekend, Coasties.